I'm Leslie Katz, here with Bay City Beat, a roundup of arts and cultural events in the North Bay, presented by Local News Matters and Bay City News. It's Friday, August 14th. I've got 7 events this week. Shakespeare in San Rafael and Mill Valley, choral music in Belvedere, a tribute group in Novato, free rock and roll in Corte Madera, an art show in San Anselmo, and roller skating in San Rafael. Here we go. It wouldn't be summer if there weren't outdoor Shakespeare performances in abundance. Marin Shakespeare Company launches its run of Julius Caesar, director John Tracy's wildly theatrical production, examining how fear, loyalty, and the stories our nations tell can shape the course of history. Set in an imagined Rome shaped by lingering tensions of past conflicts and preceding the digital age, the show places Shakespeare's political tragedy inside a fractured society under constant pressure. Ticket prices range from $10 to $49. Performances start tonight and continue at 7:30 p.m. Thursdays through Saturdays and 5 p.m. Sundays through September 5th in Forest Meadows Amphitheater at 514 4th Street in San Rafael. Curtain Theater, a 26-year-old Marin nonprofit dedicated to staging works by the Bard outdoors among the Redwoods, is under new leadership this year, and it opens its run of Love's Labor's Lost in Mill Valley this weekend. Organizers say the production includes a series of disguises, mistaken identities, witty arguments, and comic subplots, with a twist at the end that complicates the usual marriages that end Shakespeare comedies. The show also has live acoustic music, with traditional and original melodies by Don Clark. Free performances are at 2 p.m. Saturdays and Sundays through September 5th in the Old Mill Park Amphitheater in Mill Valley. Consort Chorale, a summer project group of auditioned singers who rehearse in Belvedere, is celebrating its 31st anniversary with a concert called A Seed Marks Time. Founding conductor Alan Petker is guest conductor. He'll be joined by artistic director Brad Schultz and associate conductor Sanford Dull, leading a program that highlights significant pieces from past concert performances, as well as music that responds to the present. Tickets are $39 general, $23 for students, and free for children 10 and under. The concert is at 4 p.m. Sunday at St. Stephen's Episcopal Church at 3 Bayview Avenue in Belvedere. A notable cover band is on tap in Novato on Saturday. Valerie, a tribute to Amy Winehouse, features Santa Cruz singer Elsa Cedeno performing music by the late great vocalist known for her unique, powerful style and best-selling 2006 album Back to Black. The performance features a mix of Winehouse's iconic hits and rare covers, capturing the essence of her legendary sound. General admission for the standing show is about $38. It starts at 8 p.m. Saturday in the Session Room at Hot Monk Tavern in Novato. Corte Madera continues its jam-packed series of free outdoor concerts this weekend with Walking Mirrors, a Bay Area rock and roll band formed in 2019 by singer-songwriter Mark Nelson and guitarist-producer Craig Bartok of Heart. With music heavily influenced by the pure energy of the Rolling Stones and the storytelling and approachability of Tom Petty, the show is from 5 to 6:30 p.m. Sunday in Town Park in Corte Madera. There's still a few more weeks to check out On the Map, a curated art show in San Anselmo featuring works contributed by 8 progressive studios supporting and promoting individuals with disabilities. The exhibition features paintings, works on paper, ceramics, and more, as well as jewelry, pottery, and apparel from Cedars and Helpers Artisan Boutique, longtime organizations also supporting folks with developmental disabilities. The free show continues most days through August 28th at Artists Within at 603 San Anselmo Avenue in San Anselmo. Finally, it's the last weekend for Marin Center's Roller Disco Days, a free community roller skating experience on Lagoon Island at the Marin County Fairgrounds in San Rafael, and it's open to all ages and levels. Hours are noon to 10 p.m. today through Sunday. Admission's really free. Skate rentals and safety gear, including kid sizes, are available on site for $5. That's everything this week. Thanks so much for listening, and see you next time.